The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Okay, you know that every day is National Something Day, National Left-Handed People with Cuticles on their Right. Whatever. Every day is National Something, and I don't get behind many of them, but this is one I can get behind. Today is National Donut Day. Count me in. Now, many people are talking about National Donut Day today, even on the mainstream media, but most people do not know the connection of National Donut Day to the Salvation Army. And that's why I have on the program with me right now Captain Jim Brennan. He and his wife, Tricia, are the area coordinators for the Central Ohio Salvation Army. Captain Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here with you this afternoon on National Donut Day.
And welcome to Buckeye Country. Captain Jim and his wife, Tricia, are fairly new to the community.
That is true, and thank you for the welcome. We really do appreciate it. And although we've only been here a short while, everybody we've run into has just made it feel like we've actually arrived home, and it's a really good feeling to have.
Well, that is wonderful. All right. I could give a little bit of the history of National Donut Day. I've got the information here in front of me, but I think you could do a much better job. Where did National Donut Day come from, and how is the Salvation Army connected to National Donut Day?
Excellent questions. I think it's the most delicious day on the calendar, quite honestly.
Amen.
I imagine that amongst all the other national days that you listed, and I really appreciated those thoughts, this one actually does have some deep meaning to it. And so the reason why we have a National Donut Day is actually directly connected to the Salvation Army. And what had happened was during World War One, Evangeline Booth, who was the national commander for the Salvation Army in the United States, was very concerned about the soldiers on the front lines. And so she sent some what we would have called Salvation Army lassies to help, you know, really just support the troops. And so they would do things like write letters home for the men. They would help them with basic needs and supplies. But what they started to notice, quite honestly, was that the morale, as you can imagine during war, of the men was low. In really getting to a point where they had some deep concerns. And they came up with a few thoughts about how they might address those things, and ultimately what they came up with was, wouldn't it be something if they could provide donuts for the guys? And so they scrounged around as best they could. They found some really basic ingredients. In fact, you can find the ingredient list of the original donut on the Salvation Army websites. Wow. They found some real basic ingredients, and then they started to set out frying these donuts, but where to fry them and how. So they actually borrowed one of the helmets of the troops, found some lard, and cooked donuts for the guys that way. Now, the smell of that, as you can imagine, the word of mouth just traveled, and, you know, as far as you could see, guys were lined up for a donut that was provided to them by the Salvation Army lassies on the front lines during World War One. And because of that, the United States decided to recognize the Salvation Army for their work and their service to the troops and to the country by making today National Donut Day.
Wow. And is it true that that's part of why we called our soldiers doughboys?
Interesting that you'd bring that up. Absolutely.
See, I never knew that. Yeah. I've heard that all my life, that they were called the doughboys, but I had no idea that the connection was to donuts and the Salvation Army donut lassies. I have been educated.
And honestly, this morning we had our Donut Day kickoff at Buckeyes Donuts over on South High Street, and I just want to give a shout out to Lou over at Buckeyes. He really does support and believes in the efforts of the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an interesting, you know, national day, but as you pointed out, nobody really knows why we have this one, and this is why.
Well, how can our listeners celebrate National Donut Day in a way that is meaningful and can actually help people, other than packing on a few pounds? How can we celebrate Donut Day, National Donut Day, and actually help people?
Fantastic question. The folks here in Central Ohio have been just amazing with their generosity, especially during the difficult days that we've all faced together. You know, and you know, we've provided, since the pandemic started, almost 1.5 million meals.
Wow.
In addition to, you know, really a lot of other services like housing the homeless and,
sure,
and all of those things. And, you know, I don't want to go through the entire list, but what would be meaningful? I think two things for me, if you were to ask me, and I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. I just did.
You really did. I think the first thing would be to, you know, as your listeners are maybe hearing me go through this, whenever you have a donut, make sure that you and maybe tell your children, you know, about the work of the Army and why it's so important. You know, the way that we really do fulfill the mission, you know, I believe, of the gospel in a way that is very tangible. And the second thing, of course, is, and I you know, we always need help and support, and
sure,
this year especially.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we talked about time, talent, and treasure, and any help that you might be able to give in any of those three categories. You know, if you were to go to Salvation Army Central Ohio on the web, you know, there's ways for you to provide us with any one or all of those things.
SalvationArmyCentralOhio.org or .com?
We're an org.
Okay, Salvation Army. CentralOhio.org. Now,
yes, sir.
Captain Jim, I know that back around Christmas time, the Salvation Army of Central Ohio and nationally, the Salvation Army was in a terrible hole. It was anticipated that the Red Kettle campaign was going to bring in half or less than usual. And you were already doubling your efforts to help people with half as much money. Are you beginning to dig your way out of the hole, or are you still running behind?
Yeah, great question. And so we did end up having about a 50% drop, which, considering, you know, what everybody, you know, went through,
sure,
during such a troubling time, was something we thought would happen. And I'm just going to say to you something that you and your listeners know. God is faithful.
Amen.
And so
yes, he is.
He has certainly given us almost a loaves and fishes type situation where we were able to meet the needs of, as you pointed out, double the people with half the resource.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're at a point where we could certainly use some help, especially as we run into a season that, quite honestly, I'm not sure anybody knows what to expect, and we're hopeful.
Sure.
You know, we're certainly hopeful, and we think hope is on the horizon. But any help that we could get would be greatly appreciated.
Well, go get a donut, tell your kids about National Donut Day, and then make a nice gift to the Salvation Army. SalvationArmyCentralOhio.org, correct?
Yep, that is us.
SalvationArmyCentralOhio.org. Please remember these fine folks. They are worthy of your prayers, worthy of your support. and worthy of getting a donut in their honor. Captain Jim Brennan, I am so grateful that you made time for us today. Thank you. God bless you and your dear wife and all of the folks at the Salvation Army of Central Ohio. It has been such a privilege to partner with you folks for several years now, and we look forward to continuing that partnership.
As do we, and thank you for your ministry and for the way that you continue to be faithful to the call. God bless you.
Salvation Army Central Ohio.org, Captain Jim Brennan, God bless you. National Donut Day. All right, we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Ha! You thought I wasn't going to say anything about COVID today. Well, I'm not going to say much. I will say this, though. It is so wonderful to see people's faces. It is so wonderful. That whole mask thing, whether they worked or didn't work, whether they were good, they were bad, here is something we can all agree on. They were demeaning. They were depersonalizing. I mean, they took away a person's personality. You couldn't see facial expressions. You couldn't see a smile. You couldn't see a scowl. You couldn't tell what a person was saying or thinking, and it was hard to hear people. Their voices were muffled. It is so good to walk into places and not see masks. Now, there are a few holdouts. Joy and I had a quick lunch together, and the restaurant, nobody had masks on. Servers didn't have masks on. It was just so... it was so refreshing, and the servers were so relieved. Then we went to another place. I got out of the car, needed to run in and get something really quick. I walk up to the door, big sign, masks. We still require masks. Oh, no. I had to walk back to the car in the parking lot, get the mask. Okay. So anyway, we're making progress. The numbers today, pretty good. Slight spike, 600 and some new cases. We've been down as low as 300 yesterday, 400 the day before. Not bad, certainly nothing alarming. And if you look at the trend over the last 21 days, going headed way, way, way down. So that's good. And I'll just say this one more time. Yeah, I'll probably say more than once, but one more time today. 3, 4, 5 years from now, as we look back on this, and even the science community looks back on this, I firmly believe we're going to find out most, not some, most of what we were told was wrong. We're still going to know this thing was serious. A lot of people died. There's no doubt about that. I do not believe that the whole COVID-19 thing is a hoax. I think that a huge percentage of the people who have been counted as dead because of COVID, I think that's skewed terribly. I think people died with COVID, not because of COVID. But anyway, I think overall, we're going to look back and realize that probably most of what we were told was just incorrect because everybody was flying by the seat of their pants. I mean, they were. They were making up the rules as they went. And we now know that. Masks are bad. Don't wear masks. They'll harm you. Everybody's got to wear masks. You got to wear masks. You got to clean surfaces. Oh, this can. Do you remember when this first thing started? The experts were telling us COVID-19 can live on a surface for 10 days. Right there on the surface, on your sink, on your table, in your restaurant, it could live 10 days. You got to disinfect every table, every chair, every, you know, all right. Now we know it really wasn't spread by surfaces at all. Now most of the experts say COVID doesn't live on surfaces, only through aerosol droplets and so forth, not surfaces. So all of that disinfecting didn't do a thing. Enough. What is really going to be interesting to watch for the next probably 2 months is the debate over where did it come from. The past president of the United States implied it came out of a lab in Wuhan, China. He was condemned. He was ridiculed. He was made fun of. He was the subject of SNL skits, Saturday Night Live skits. He was called xenophobic. He was called every name in the book. It was debunked. It was a conspiracy theory. Now, it is plausible. And we're finding out a lot of the things that were going on behind the scenes. Listen to this headline. State Department leaders were warned not to pursue COVID origin investigation. State Department leaders were warned not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Many former department officials confirmed amid fears that it would bring attention to U.S. funding of research at the Wuhan Institute where the virus may have escaped. Multiple former State Department officials have said that they were warned not even to investigate where this thing came from because it would, and I'm quoting, open a can of worms. Yeah. The people who had started to investigate this were told, this is going to open a can of worms. It might make China look bad. Don't investigate it. Really? Yeah. And of course, now the current administration has ordered an investigation. Of course, that was after the current administration stopped an investigation. So they stopped the investigation. Now they've started an it is quite confusing. All right, done with COVID. That's it. We'll be back.